So thank you so much, Troy, for taking the time to speak with me today. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Just getting ready for the event on Saturday.
Yeah, so this is the 8th annual Baltimore Bee, is that right?
Yes, it is. It's this will be the fourth year I've been coordinating it with Learned Systems, and the 8th overall.
That's great. So tell me a little bit about this event and how the impact that it has on the kids that are involved.
The Baltimore Bee especially is just a great showcase of just all the talented students that we have in the Baltimore City and the Baltimore County area. We have students from public schools, private schools, parochial schools, from grades second all the way up to eighth grade attending and participating in it. And it's just something that, you know, it's a unique experience for them to kind of showcase their talents in front of, you know, a larger audience. All the students that will be participating have already won their school bee. So in a way, they're already, you know, bee champion. And this is just another kind of, I guess, stage for them to, you know, show their, you know, extreme excellence in spelling. It's just amazing how talented these students are.
That's great. What do you think the hardest word that you've heard before has been?
Holy cow. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Any word after the first round is something that I look at and say to myself, you know, I'm not sure if I would have gotten that right.
Wow.
Wow. You know, there's a lot of, I like to think a lot of the food words I do well with. I have some experience, you know, shopping at the Whole Foods and Grawls and all that. But, you know, some of the words that these students get right, I really can't pinpoint one. I probably could go peek at the last year's book and see what the championship word was. And I know that I probably couldn't get that right.
Interesting. Yeah, that is, it's crazy the words that are presented to them to spell, actually. And, you know, and speaking of the kids, how old are these students who are participating?
I'm just looking over the list this year of the students, and I do know their, I don't know their exact ages. I do know their grades. So mm-hmm. from second to eighth grade. So last year, our bee winner was 8 years old. He
wow.
was a third grader. And he's actually not in the bee this year. He did not win his school bee. So we have two other students from his school participating. So I would say all the way from, you know, this is the first year we've had a second grader. And she, you know, is likely probably 7 years old.
That is crazy. Wow. Why do you think that it's so important to have these type of events available for students and to encourage them to learn how to spell?
Well, I think spelling is a lost art. I think, you know, now that we're kind of in that era of spell check where everyone has the ability at any time to quickly double check the spelling of the words that they're, you know, writing in a letter or texting to their friends. And, you know, spelling in a way is that lost art that, you know, students that participate in this bee spend a lot of time studying root words and language. And I just think it's just a great kind of unique educational experience that, you know, they and tradition that they're kind of keeping alive.
Great. And do you find that it really impacts parents as well with how they're preparing their child to learn how to spell something correctly? What are your thoughts on that?
I can tell you my experience working with the past Bee winners, because what we, after the Baltimore Bee, our winner goes on to the Scripps National Spelling Bee, and we do work with that winner to kind of help, you know, assist them in any way possible to get them ready for that National Bee. And I've been able to kind of get to know the parents of the winners we've had in the past, and, you know, they've told me that, you know, they, you know, help their child create study schedules and, you know, flashcards and online programs that, you know, help them, you know, learn kind of root words and language. And, you know, the parents, I would say, are just as much involved as the students in a way. They definitely, you can tell that, you know, the day of the bee, they come in there with their student and, you know, they make sure that they're ready to go.
That's great. And just for out of curiosity, do you know how many spelling bees that the school usually has before the student's able to go to the spelling bee?
Sure. So what happens is the schools that participate in the Baltimore Bee, they register through Scripps, and Scripps helps them set up their school bee. They prepare them with a word list and study list and stuff like that. So after the school bee, The top two winners advance to the regional spelling bee, which is the Baltimore Bee for Baltimore City and Baltimore County. So from there, they move on to the National Bee. So essentially, they're in two competitions before they're getting to the National Spelling Bee.
Got it. Well, thank you so much, Troy, again, for speaking with me today.
Thank you.